This is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show, because my show is better, yo. Mikey Show, yeah. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, and good night, everyone who's listening to this podcast. This is your host, Mikey, also known as M18, Aquaman, the man with the plan. Mike on the mic. Mikey Knight. Mike and Psych. That Uber driver who ate some of my French fries. And my personal favorite nickname of all times, Havoc. I'm just joking. Havoc is not me. Havoc is someone that I was in wrestling with, believe it or not. Those were the good heaven and hell days. Today's podcast, I came across a story about this Texas guy who killed his 8-year-old kid, and he is now, I don't know, I get very, very pissed off at these freaking stories, because, it's so wrong for someone to take a child's life, for starters. And it's so pathetic. Like, the reason of this guy killing his child is because he said that his daughter would not stop crying. But then again, you thought about that when you stuck your manhood into a woman's area and you guys conceived this child. And honestly, like, on honesty, there's consequences. And there's it's not even a consequence. It's not a punishment. It's the way of life. And, like, for people to do that, but, like, oh, I couldn't handle the screaming and crying anymore. I'm just gonna take measures in my own hands. So this guy slit his 8-year-old daughter's throat. And he calls his wife. And he tells his wife that he has something waiting for her. Like, he had a special present for her. Like, honestly, that sounds like murder with every intent. Now this guy's being charged. This was, like, something more, like, this happened a couple days ago. Like, this past Saturday. Last week Saturday, I believe. And just, like, what the hell was he thinking? Like, I could never do that. I don't understand how people could do that. I understand when the whole Casey Anthony thing, when that thing was relevant, that the whole reason why people were so obsessed with that story is because she came up with so much bullcrap that was not true at all. And then she gets acquitted of it. They pulled an OJ on her ass, and she got acquitted. This is kind of on a personal note here. A couple years ago, I used to work with this guy in Arizona. His name was Angel. I'm going to disclose his last name because I believe in his privacy. But his wife murdered the baby. This baby was 6 months old. And, like, it's really tripping ironic because one day it was a company banquet. And my wife and I, we attended, and so did, you know, my friend Angels and his wife attended. And it's pretty ironic because it was my wife, she was pregnant with our baby right now, our one and a half year old. She was pregnant with him. And so, like, they were talking. Back, you know, they were talking about how their pregnancy is, how it's going, what do they do, what are they having, and so, like, this, it goes into, like, I don't know what pregnant women discuss, but that's what they discussed about. I don't, you know, that's what she told me that they talked about, and they were pregnant at the same time. Our baby was 6 months old when I got the news that his wife murdered their baby because that baby wouldn't stop crying. She stabbed the baby in the throat 8 times. Then she called her mom. My friend's wife called her mom. Her mom rushes over there. Her mom's now over there telling her daughter, what did she do? What did she do? She has no remorse at all in her head. From what the story said on the internet, her mother walked in and she was just covered in blood, and she said she wouldn't be quiet. So she stabbed her 8 times. Or him. Let me rephrase that. It was him. It was a boy. They were both having... We were both having boys. So he wouldn't stop crying. Her defense team is trying to skew the law in her gain, in her favor. They're trying to input going to trial that she is mentally unstable, that she needs to be institutionalized instead of in prison. Her remarks when they booked her in jail, they said that she said that she heard voices in her head telling her to do it. She says that she suffered from post-traumatic stress, and that's what convinced her and what voice possessed her in her head to kill their child. This is why one of the main reasons why I am disgusted by this father that stabbed his daughter in Texas. I sure hope that I don't know what the murder laws in Texas, but I sure hope they give him the death penalty. I'm not one to judge, but they're just taking a child's life is disgusting, and he has no remorse at all. Especially just knowing the fact that he called his wife and saying, "Hey, I have a special present for you." You know, wife, what the hell are you talking about? What'd you do? What'd you do? What'd you do? I don't know about you, but I'll be flipping the hell out. But let me get back to my friend. At that time, I was unaware of what was going on. I just knew that he was taking time off for personal reasons. Why there wasn't, you know, no one knew besides management knew. Someone had to tell me about what his wife did, and I was just so sad, because this guy, he was very religious, and it had to happen to him. And when he got off work that day, he did what a typical man would do. He'll call his wife or call their significant other, say, "Hey baby, I'm on my way home." He called his wife that night. His wife said that she killed their baby. He thought that she was lying. She had no idea that she couldn't do that. He was very shocked. And then he was walking with one of our closest friends. His name is Raul. He started just acting hysterical. This is from what I've heard. He was acting hysterical, telling people to call the Buckeye police because his wife just did. That's just bone chilling. Then I looked. I was unaware as what I was going to say. I was unaware of the situation, so I was. I actually kind of started questioning, like, "Hey, where is he at?" You know, and people told me, and I'm like, "Damn." Go home, told my wife, and I'm like, "Hey, you remember this guy, Angel?" She's all, yeah, I'm like, his wife murdered their baby. And at that time, our baby were, our babies at that time would have been the same age. So it would have been, he would have been, they would have both been 6 months. And she's all, yeah, I heard something about, on the news about that. And I'm like, you did? She's all like, yeah. And I'm like, well, that was Angel. And she's all like, Angel? I'm like, yeah, remember when we had the banquet with them? And she's like, I was talking to his wife. She was so sad. Like, she was in disbelief that that happened. And it just, me reading the story about this guy slicing his child's throat willingly and has no remorse, I wonder what his defense would be. He's just a stone cold killer, had no remorse at all. And I seen the same look on his mugshot. I seen the same look on his face as when I seen the same look on Casey Anthony's face when she took her daughter's life. So all because she wanted to go out and party and live a life that's single, like a single woman. I don't know what society has come to. I don't know why people, if they plan on having kids, if longer down the road they're just gonna just murder them or just try to get rid of them in general. You know, I jokingly say that, like, you know, I'm like, you know, I always say to people, like, hey, you know, kids are not like animals. Kids are like, I say this, and I've said it before. Kids are like animals. You could drop them off at a homeless shelter or a shelter in general. You can surrender your rights to a child. See, I'd rather surrender my child, like my children, if I can't financially do that. I'm open on the idea, but in more, I couldn't do that first. But secondly, like, I'd rather surrender a child in state custody than killing my child and having that grief for the rest of my life. And sadness and all the shock and disappointment my family would be in me. But, you know, that's what I used to say, you know. But, like, I'm older now. I'm more wiser of what's going on around my surroundings. So, but that was my topic of the day. So, until next time, my friends, please take care. Please don't kill your kids if you have some, especially if they won't stop crying. Just think about it in the back of your mind when you decided and took your pants off that there would be, you knew what the outcome was. There's no ways around it. So if you have a child now, please don't do anything drastic. I don't want to be talking about you in my next podcast. So until tomorrow, my friends, take care and God bless. This is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show, because my show is better, yo. Mikey Show, yeah, yo.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.